9-page interview. You see what?
Yeah, I do. I think I have that one.
Yeah, good. It's a great interview.
2014, Maxim Rock and Roll.
Yep. Yep. That's September.
How did they hook up with Terry Morgan in Seattle?
Well, it was Harry Cool. I don't know about Terry Morgan.
Because he did Modern Records.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. He and Harry Cool wanted to do something with them. We ended up at Triangle Studios. And that's where Nirvana ended up, you know, sometime later. And we laid down these tracks and they went super smooth. And Jade was awesome in her playing and her vocals. And, well, all three of them. And it was a wonderful, wonderful moment. And there's a great photo of all of us just standing outside of the studio there. And that was Past Is Past. And that turned into Past Is Past, which was their 45. And it's got, I think, 4 or 5 really great songs on there. And then it's been repurposed and reissued and, you know, it recompiled. So the stuff was...
I thought that was neat. It was out of Seattle. The guys,
yeah, did. Well, they spent a lot of time in Seattle.
Do you remember gigs in Seattle?
Yes, I remember the Dish Rags opening for the Ramones and the Ramones not showing up. One of the few shows they ever missed.
So the Dish Rags headlined
the show. Yeah.
But they also played the Paramount with
the Clash.
The Clash, and I was there for that. And I was right down in front, all by myself, right in front of the stage in the pit. Because I've been there for the Rags, so, you know, I can stay there. And there's nobody around me. Everybody's behind me. And the guy is right in front of me. Joe is, like, doing it. And there was an apple box that he came down on. He was about a foot away from me. And he had his microphone in his hand. And he made this ungodly scream, like, about a foot away. Just, like, I was just mesmerized. I didn't know what to do. It was, like, a real one-to-one moment, you know. And they just played their asses off. That was an amazing gig. And the Dish Rags came on and they just really held the house. I mean, it's a big house at the Paramount. And
so they went over well.
Yeah. And you know, the Clash were friends with them because they had already opened for them in Vancouver before. And so it's like, you know, family time one more time.
And all those years later, they remembered you. They remembered the Dish Rags.
And then the Dish Rags were again with us at the Clash Coliseum gig,
yep, exactly,
in another form.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
As the Raisinettes? Or
as the Raison d'Etre.
Right. Thank you again, Phil Smith and Colin Griffith, for coming out to CITR Radio. Especially, Phil, thank you for coming to the new CITR in person, because the old CITR, you would send a lot of demos, wouldn't you, on cart. A lot of the record, I say cartridge, we put in the cartridge, but a lot of the record was CITR demos, wasn't it?
I went there first today.
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't know the change.
And what do you think of the old CITR? It's completely obliterated, isn't
it's
it?
It's kind of weird ghost town over there now. But it's beautiful here, the new place.
Yeah, it's a fantastic studio.
But right? Thank you for coming to CITR, because a lot of these songs were on CITR charts, weren't they?
I think so, yeah.
Because they weren't on record. They were only on CITR.
Correct.
But now people can get a hold of the Wasted Lives 7-inch, finally.
That's right, on the 4th, which is Friday. Come on down.
Next Friday and Saturday.
What's up, hot dog?
Well, anything you want to add to the people out there, Wasted Lives. Right now we're going to cut to Triton Warrior,
right.
Satan's Train, which Jason alluded to. And we might get to some Vendetta, Modern Rockers and the Stiffs doing Fuck You. But anything you want to add about to the people out there at all?
Well, I just want everyone to know that it's been an amazing project to rehabilitate something from the dead in a comprehensive archive with the booklet and the history and you know, all of the goodwill that has gone into this from us and from Jason and the designers, and everybody has really stepped up to meet what we thought was possible. So that's a thrilling a half when something like that can happen.
Why should people care about the Wasted Lives, Phil? Why should people care?
Oh, I don't know if they necessarily should, but we think it turned out well. And come on down to the party and see for yourself.
And it rocks.
Well, thanks much, Wasted Lives. Keep on rocking in the free world and doot doot loot doo.
2 bits.
Doop. We'll be right back.
If you appreciate future bass, grime, footwork, dubstep, halftime, trap, sexy bassy dance music, then join us on Friday, May 13th at the Imperial with international talent Thelum and Aztec, plus locals Tal Mala, Michael Red, and Barley. Search The Deeps on Facebook for details. The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary from June 20th to 24th, 2018. Discover over 250 bands, comedy acts, film, and art in more than 35 venues across the city. This year's festival features guest curator Deerhoof, innovative indie rock act Dirty Projectors, electronic innovators Mount Kimby, versatile folk pop duo Way Oak, futuristic hip-hop titans Shabazz Palaces, outsider pop auteur John Mouse, and many more yet to be announced. Visit sledisland.com for details, travel deals, and to get your festival pass.
Make some noise for Tristan Wheeler and Jack Lamming. TITR Radio Pizza Party.
What do you do?
Yeah.
What
now?
Make it louder.
Make it louder.
Woo. I'm hungry. Let's start the show.
Hey,
hi,
everybody. Hey.
Hey, man.
Whoa.
Oh, hey.
All right, we're starting the show again. You know, let's keep it running.
No, it's
that's a Chris Gethard interview. That made a long intro.
Oh, is that okay? This is Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from University of Jack.
Oh,
University of.
Come on!
You got this.
Give me a. What's the first letter?
Okay, so there's a country from a long time ago. Doesn't exist anymore.
Libya.
Yeah.
Okay.
University of Libya.
Oh, yes. Broadcasting live from the University of Liberty Library.
British Columbia. From unceded Musqueam territory.
That's us.
Here at UBC.
I thought it was ULB.
You little boy.
Hey, you little boy. Where do we go? We're at the University of British Columbia.
So, Jack, why don't you let people... Oh, geez. Why don't you let people know...
What do you want me to let them know?
Let them know what this show is.
So this show is the show with the most radio, the most pizza, and the most parties of any show at UBC. It's unique.
Mm-hmm.
It's New York.
Unique, and yeah.
And we just have a lot.
Oh, now brown cow. Sorry.
We have a lot going on here.
Do you have a lot going on here?
Yeah. What do you do?
What do I do? Well, I talk on this little thing called a microphone.
This experiment we call life.
You know, we just try to talk about things as they come to our minds, you know?
Just stuff happens.
Like we're both like so...
We're all going to die one day.
Yeah, so why don't we just have fun with it?
Just have fun with it.
Our show, I think, will make you have fun with it.
Is that a threat?
I mean, it's just a statement of fact. It's just a, you know what? I don't like to say the things I say are threats. I like to say they're promises.
Okay.
Because I don't.
You don't threatening people?
No, I promise people. I promise to people.
So that, like,
things will happen.
So let's say you found out a guy was like beating up your dad, and mm-hmm. you wanted to make him not do it again.
Okay.
What would you say?
I'd say, hey, dude. If you don't beat up my dad anymore, I'll make you a cake. And that's a promise.
That seems weird.
Yeah, and
like
they say that.
Usually, that's...
Usually, see, I try to, like... I'm not a big fan of negative reinforcement.
Okay.
So I like to go the positive route, you know? Like the Pavlov's dogs, you know? Like I'm ringing the bell with the cake and he's salivating. Or she.
Most police, like, okay, let's say I'm a police officer. Let's just sort of work. Let's just take this a little bit.
Somebody call the police. There's a police guy in here.
Let's say I'm a police officer and I'm working on a case. There's a bunch of murderers running around.
Ooh, some hit. Yeah. Sounds like
catch, and we can't catch them because they're running away too fast.
Sounds like modern society these days.
Nice. And we can't catch them because all our police officers, we can go into the old Double D, Dunkin' Donuts. They're a bit chubby. They can't run that fast.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do to catch him? We're going to say, hey, if you stop murdering people, we're going to give you each $100. I think it would work?
I think it would work.
I don't think they'd stop murdering people. I think they'd keep doing it.
I think because you're not looking at it from a logical point of view.
What's the logical point of view to that?
The logical point of view is that people like having $100.
Yeah, but I think people like murdering a lot more.
You don't know that. Maybe why do people murder is because they're trying to get some benefit. What's the best benefit that you can get? $100.
Not sure. Checkmate. You got me.
So usually we have a guest on. Sometimes we have a guest on.
That sentence becomes less and less true every week.
Sometimes we'll have a guest on. They are usually different in our opinions, and they're completely. Usually, it gets heated.
Because this room doesn't have AC.
That's true.
So what I'm trying to say is, it gets warm in here.
It gets warm, like literally warm. Yeah.
Yeah, as opposed to figuratively warm, like warming relations between two countries.
Mm-hmm. Some
current events news. North
South.
Korea. Kidnapped each other, the presidents.
And then they realized that in the middle of the kidnapping, it was kind of like a sitcom moment.
Yeah. Did you see that video of them like shaking hands and stuff like that?
It was like a sitcom moment. Like one was like, wait, you're on a date with Jen? Wait, you're on a date with Jen? And then Jen's like, I'm trying to, you know, she has this plan to get these guys to, you know, not be
murdering
each other. So she devises
this. Who's Jen
in
this scenario?
Jen is like literally just a person named Jen.
Salter, like the Instagram person?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Jen Salter. She's a chef. That's why she doesn't cook sweets.
If I was a chef, I'd probably want to go salt-est, but that's fine.
No, that's too salty, man. You don't want to be the saltiest because another person's going to come along and just put more salt on it. And then you're going to have to go, all right, I guess I'll put a bit more salt on.
That's true. There's
and that then
issue.
The people die. Mm-hmm. You got liabilities there, man. So what do we do on this show, Tristan, other than having guests with diverging viewpoints like North and South Korea?
I think that's a perfect way of putting it. Our show is a discussion-based show. We get into the nitty-gritty. Sometimes we'll talk about a movie.
Okay.
Sometimes we'll talk about a song.
Yeah.
And the minutia of our lives.
The minutia?
Yeah.
Like for Million Dollar Baby?
What's that?
Keep going.
Okay. And we just like to just get a little wild, get a little relaxed. You know, this isn't like, we're not a serious show.
We're just getting nuts here, man.
We're just getting
nuts palling around with the boys.
We're just palling around. You know, it really comes down to it. We're trying to make sure that the listener feels like they're hanging out with their bros.
With the bros.
And there's always that one bro who has trouble saying things like with the bros. And you know, maybe you don't make fun of what he's saying, and you support him and maybe not mention things like that.
Yeah.
Jack.
What? Are you tired of me making fun of the fact that you look like two different people right now because of that sunburn?
That, and I'm trying to say about how I can't.
You have trouble saying your feelings?
When I'm trying to say something, I feel like you start to pinhole me.
That's because I got all these stick pins, man. You're an easy target.
What?
You're pinning you, and then you have holes from the pins. You're pinhole. Gotcha.
I know. I really
You got
wish,
razzed. You wish I wouldn't?
I really wish you wouldn't. I mean, they're painful enough to be painful.
Yeah, as opposed to be painful enough to feel good.
Somebody call.
I'd like to have a word.
Bad company.
What?
Come on, baby, make it hurt so good. Sometimes love don't be like it should.
when you
make it hurt so good.
We should do an. We should start an a cappella group.
Mm-hmm. Only doing Peter Frampton-esque Stompin' Tom Connors.
Yeah, but I got the name that we're going to be called.
What's that? Is it if it's some a cappella pun? I'm going to
Do Re Mitza Party.
I'm going to lunge over this damn table.
You're going to lend me over a table?
I'm going to lunge over this thing. After
I'd like to see you try. Like my laptop's on the table. You're going to break it.
So today's today's topic.
Yeah. Let's pick it out of a thing? All right. Let's play our theme song, as is tradition.
As is tradition.
Tristan, hey Jack, let's pick a topic.
Hey, so how do we traditionally do it?
So we traditionally pick a number, or we pick out of a hat, or yeah, something like that. And then sometimes it's something that we've maybe thought of, or sometimes it's something
maybe we'll fudge the numbers a little
bit. Maybe the numbers will be a little bit fudgy. You'll reach into the numbers, you'll pull your hand out and be like, gross, this is...
I want to eat this.
Yeah.
Gross.
Gross, this is so delicious.
I'm so hungry.
It'll be...
Why don't you pick a number this time? Actually, no, I want to.
Wait, we got to pick, make a choice here. What are the numbers in between here?
So, our numbers are between 4 and 8.
4 and 8.
You are not allowed.
There's only two numbers between there, so I only have two choices.
Yeah.
Only two numbers between 4 and 8. I'll say 3.
Wait, I was going to pick it.
Well, why? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't have the list of topics in front of me here.
Oh, want me to do it then?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
If you could do that.
I'm grabbing the thing. Oh, well, I see the list now.
Here it is. All right. Like, may I?
Yeah, I'm sorry I made that rather silly mistake.
You're biffing this, man.
I'm biffing this. So a number...
Do you want me to wait a minute?
No.
Okay.
A number between 1 and... let's say 7 and 9.
8.
There's not a lot of numbers that you could have chose, but you did pick the best one.
Well, you wanted me to be between 7 and 9, so I couldn't do 7 or 9.
Well, you don't have to follow the rules that are ingrained in this
game.
All right,
19.
Okay, I think you're being a little disrespectful now in the game.
I'd say obtuse, maybe not disrespectful.
You're being willfully obtuse. I'll say that for sure.
Yeah.
So the number, then I would... all right, I'll just say... I'll have to make up a 19. I'll have to rearrange everything now.
Hey,
so
just give me make up an 8-19.
Just give me a sec. Okay.
Yeah?
So after doing some calculations, I had to reach into the computer bag and...
I didn't like that, man. You pulled out my wallet. You're on my laptop right now.
Yeah, so the computer bag is your wallet. You guys want a social insurance number, it is 629-423-8232.
That's more than Canadian social insurance numbers.
Oh, wait, no, sorry, that was his more rewards card.
Wait, okay, I have a question about Canadian social insurance numbers.
Okay.
What if there's ever more than 1 billion people in Canada?
Ooh, I don't know if it's literally counting the people.
Really?
I don't know for sure.
I don't think there's any science.
The topic we picked today is our films with Hunkersons, Hunky Hunks. So, yeah. People like, you got your Arnold Schwarzeneggers, you got your...
Army Hammers.
Your Army Hammers, you got your Sylvester Stallones.
You got your, the skinny guy from The Social Network.
Justin Timberlake.
Andrew Garfield, a hunk.
Oh, yeah.
He's a hunk.
Is he a hunk now? I thought
What's the criteria for a hunk? Let me Google this here.
Somebody call, Jack is doing some Googling. I can hear it. You can hear all the Googling he's doing. Oh, here he goes. He's NSA.com. Okay. And he's hacked into the mainframe of NSA.com, which is very cool.
A large piece of something, especially one of food cut or broken off of a larger piece. A hunk of bread. What do you think?
What do I think?
What men do you know that are a piece of a large or something? Mm. I would maybe say like the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Would an individual one of them like be
the
a
red,
hunk?
Red. Yeah, they would definitely be part of a hunk. Anyone in a human pyramid?
Yes, but not the whole thing.
Mm-mm.
No. People on a cruise ship?
Yeah, for sure.
Soldiers?
Soldiers, because they do a lot of gymnastics, so they have
No, they're a part of a larger piece, which is the Army.
Of a gymnastics team.
Yeah, the Army's a gymnastics team.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Cool. Glad I pinned that down.
Yeah, I'm glad you did too.
Yeah, no worries, buddy.
Well, before we maybe get into our topic a little further.
Yes.
I did have a something came to me in a dream, essentially.
Something came to you in a dream, okay.
Yeah, like I'm
smelly.
No, that's not what came to me. But I just had one of those moments where you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, I need to do this.
Yeah.
I need to write this down.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I, in a frenzy, it was like I wasn't even writing these words. They just came to me. I wrote what happened here, and it was kind of like an out of body experience.
Was it as if things were just being written without you even wanting them to be written?
That's a great way of putting it. So,
hey, thanks, man.
I did whip up a little. Can you not touch the mic? It's making a noise.
I'm going to do it more. I'm going to touch it a lot.
You'll go blind. So, Jack, can you put on the sound to this thing here?
My computer bag.
Yes, to the computer bag.
All right, 3, 2, 1, it's ready.
Okay, this is what I thought of last night. Yeah, uh-huh. Swamp Thing! You cursed bug king! You make everything slimy. Swamp Thing. Swamp Thing, I think you scare me. Because I'm not an Alan Moore. Come on and color crack. You scare me. Yeah. The trogs are, yeah, not Swamp Thing. You wear plant bling. You make everything swampy. Swamp Thing. Swamp, a swamp, swamp, swamp. Swampity, swamp, 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 swamp. Swamp, swamp. Swamp, 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 swamp. Swamp, 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 swamp.
So
that was sort of I had.
So when you woke
up. It's just an idea.
When you woke up this morning, what did you think of that?
Great. Perfect.
Cool. Like you didn't think like, hey, maybe I've just made a song that just describes what the Swamp Thing is. You were like, I should show this to Jack and it should be on the internet forever. This is a real thought you had.
Yeah.
Cool. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. Shlomi, yeah.
Sorry?
I just had to make a promise to someone.
Really?
Yeah.
After you've made fun of me every time I've done that, Sophie, you can now you do it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thank you for apologizing. What was the promise about?
Nothing.
Yes, you have to tell
no,
me.
No, I don't. That's
did
not the point of our show. I do want to talk about hunky movie people, though.
Right, that is our topic.
And
I'd say one of the top five hunks for me.
Burn in Love?
Who?
Hunk of Burning Love?
No, oh, but okay. If you're talking bees and earn things, Brendan Fraser. Mm. He's in my top 40 hunks.
Okay.
Who's in your top 40 hunks in no particular order? Like, give me your top.
Well, I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah. But a garbage man. Is that what you're getting at with the spoil?
Yeah, it was a garbage man.
Okay.
He deals with a lot of my spoilage.
Ew.
I know. Well, I mean, that's garbage, right? That's his job.
Yeah.
And, he's a great guy. I wave to him. I'm like one of those kids that really like the garbage truck, and I jump up and down when the garbage truck drives up, and I say, the garbage truck's here. And the garbage guy comes out, and he's like, hey, Tristan. And I, you know, give him like a box of cookies or something. And it's great.
Cool.
Yeah.
In my town.
You have a town.
Of Whistler, there's no real garbage truck.
No.
Or garbage man. Okay. But if you leave your garbage out.
That's interesting.
If you leave
that's
your
actually
garbage
interesting.
Out, you'll get to meet
Jack,
somebody.
Jack, that's actually interesting. I just wanted you to
thanks, man.
To say
it's
that.
A bear. That's our garbage man.
Wow, he just grabbed like a big hairy dude.
No.
Oh.
No. I know how up-to-date you are with on the slang, but no, it's just a real-life angry bear.
Hmm, interesting.
Yeah. By which I mean a hairy gay man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just...
Right.
Did you mean like the animal bear?
I meant like, okay, Fozzie Bear.
Okay.
Is that factor into it?
It's close. I mean, Fozzie Bear was a bear, I think.
Okay. Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Sweet. Cool.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was.
What punks do you like?
One thing I wanted to mention was a film coming out.
Yeah.
You might have heard of it. Yeah. I've definitely heard of it.
Yeah.
It's called. Let me just do a little.
Are you doing like a trailer sting and then coughing right into the mic?
Marvel Infinity Wars.
Marvel Infinity Wars?
Yeah.
Wait, did you say Marvel or Marble?
Marvel Infinity Wars.
See, that sounded like you said Margdal.
Bo Bergdahl. Infinity Wars.
So Margdal Infinity Wars.
Yeah.
And what's this a sequel to?
The other Marvel creatures. The Marvel creature series, I should say.
And are there any hunks in these movies?
Oh my god. Hunks galore. Ah, look at we're just sprawling out. We're casual. Me and Jack both have our feet up.
I don't. I have one foot up.
Jack has a foot up. He's got a leg up on me. But no, I think some of the better creatures in that film include, I mean, I would be remiss not to mention Swamp Thing, who does have a very prominent thing. They go to the swamp. They say, hey, I wish there was a thing here to help us.
I'm swamped.
Yeah, Swamp Thing comes. He comes up. He's like, yo, what can I, like, no one really knows me in the mainstream. What can I do?
That sounds sad.
There's not all a swamp.
Nobody knows him?
Nobody knows a Swamp Thing. Well, I mean, what is the Swamp Thing's, like, real name? Like, his human name? Doesn't have one.
Good point.
He's, like, I think he's, like, a celestial being or something.
And he's one of the hunks?
He is one of the hunks. He's a hunk of swamp.
That's true. I'm going to check their facts here because I don't really know that much about
Swamp
Thing.
Okay, Jack is fact-checking. I mean...
One second.
I don't know if Jack realizes, but if someone has a radio show, everything they say is correct. Wonderful.
The Swamp
noise.
Thing.
Yeah.
Alter ego Dr. Alec Holland is a anti-hero. He was...
Anti-hero, hey? Somebody... it's like reminds me of my Auntie Vaughn, a bit of a hero. Yeah, I know.
He was a person.
He was a person. Okay, well, maybe he is. All right, but nonetheless, he's in the film, and I'm really looking forward to those films, to that scene in particular. But the entire movie of the Marvel Creatures series, Infinity Wars, is going to be It's going to be awesome.
Who's in it? Which actors?
Which actors? You got the big ones. You got David Larroquette. You have Dave Coulier.
Who's Dave Coulier playing?
Dave Coulier is playing his guy, the guy from Full House.
Really?
He's wacky. He's doing like the silly voices. Olsen twins are not in there. They got the Bolson twins. Do you know them?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Weird. I thought they were kind of like a little indie gem, but.
No, man. They were in the other. Did you even watch the other Marvel movies?
Are they in the other ones?
No. None of this is real, man.
What?
You're not right about any of this. Swamp Thing isn't in the Avengers.
How do you know?
Because I've seen
the
it.
Marvel creatures.
They're not called the Marvel creatures.
Yeah, the Marvel creatures, though.
No, they're not. They're superheroes. They're creatures.
Well, I did see a few. Okay. What was that big hairy one?
What big hairy one?
In the spaceship.
In the spaceship?
Yeah, he hung out with Hans. Hans?
Hans?
Yeah, the big hairy one that hung out with Hans in the spaceship. That was a Marvel's Creatures series.
That's from Star Wars.
Well, who is that?
That's Chewbacca.
That's not Chewbacca. That's the hair thing.
The hair thing?
Yeah, there's Swamp Thing, there's Hair Thing, there's Light Thing.
What's Light Thing?
Ceramic Thing.
You're just naming things now.
Yeah.
Anything in front of you,
I am.
Metal foam thing?
No, because it's not a hulking mask cursed by its scientific endeavors. Okay. Jack's taking a breath of pain, a pained
rage.
Breath, an enraged breath.
So, to you...
To me?
You'd...
Well, Jack, I think, like, we're on a podcast. We have to talk about these things. Like, we're on a radio show. We have to talk about movies and
songs.
We
have to argue.
No, we don't have to argue.
Wait, do you think podcasts can only be about movies and songs?
Well, what podcasts aren't?
Serial.
Mm.
That's about cereal.
Oh, that's like the food.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thanks, man.
That's so okay. I haven't listened to cereal, either. Anything called cereal?
Nothing at all.
No.
What about Snap, Crackles, and Pops, man?
Oh, is that about the wrongfully accused person?
No, that's when you pour milk into a bowl of Rice Krispies, man. You've listened to cereal.
Okay.
Let's go to a break, man. I can't even talk to you anymore.
Well, all right. So I just want to say that I'm super excited for Marvel's Creatures series.
All right, I'm cutting you off.
The Marvel
Creatures
series.
We're going to go to a song by Superorganism.
Superorganism. You kind of cut off there. We're going to be playing that song, I suppose. This song, I think, is actually the title sequence of the Marvel's Creatures series, Infinity Wars, featuring Bo Bergdahl.
Bye, everybody.
Superorganism, come on, give it to me. Are you aware?
Welcome Hi. Back.
Let me talk, man. Kay. Hi, welcome back to Radio Pizza Party.
Radio Pizza Party Radio on CITR 101.9 FM from Vancouver. This is, of course, a kind of a talk show. We maybe talk a little bit of we're a couple of culture hounds sometimes.
We really are. You know, I've always said that.
We'll just dive into the culture of the times.
I love culture.
Talk about films and stuff. We were discussing how much I'm looking forward to the Marvel's Creatures series.
And
Infinity
I'm trying to tell him, I'm like, hey, man, that's not real.
Not entirely.
I'm telling you, man, it's not real.
Well, how come I see all the trailers for it?
Then? You're seeing the trailers for Avengers Infinity War.
I like it's cute that you think these things, and like it kind of hurts sometimes a bit, but I'm mature enough to
it
know
it hurts.
That.
What does that even mean?
Like you're like kind of like being rude, I suppose. Like you know how much this me being in this place and voicing my opinions to people that don't care, like you know that's important to me.
Okay.
You know that's important to me.
Yeah.
I just want to be able to talk about Marvel's Creatures Infinity Wars series.
You got most of it right at different parts of that.
The Marvel's Creatures series.
You said Infinity War, though. That's the real name.
Infinity Wars.
Stop saying wars, because you know it's
a bunch of wars about the infinities. Infinities. Yeah. They're warring for infinity.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Yeah.
I think you're lying to me. You don't know anything.
I would never lie to you.
You don't know anything, though.
I would never. Okay, well, that's not right. I know my name.
What is it?
Tristan.
Good. You got that right.
Weller.
Tristan Weller?
Wheeler, I mean. Close-ish. Yeah. Got it? That's my name. No, that's fine. Like, I think you're the one who's a little close-minded. When's the last thing you opened your mind to something, Jack?
When's the last thing I opened my mind to
something? Yeah,
what do you mean by open my mind to something? Like,
well,
took in a new idea?
I can tell you, last time I did, this show, you said something, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to...
What was it?
It's happened so fast for me, because I'm so good at this radio. Because
you're such a genius.
I'm such a good radio host that I can, you know, go with the flow.
Okay.
And, you know, talk about things that people want to hear.
Give me two things that people want to hear. Tell me two things that people actually want to hear.
Is this just the Tristan, what list things hour?
Yeah.
Well, two things that people want to hear. Bam. I grew up in a small town called Castlegar, British Columbia. And other one, my dad's name is Dwayne and my mom's name is Michelle.
Oh, that's three things. You lose, bro.
God. Well, I think that's another example of, I guess, a closed-minded it. Because if you were not closed-minded, you would be able to open your mind to the fact that I went above and beyond and Marvel
by
series
having
Infinity
a dad?
Creatures War.
Have you seen any other movies in this series?
Yeah.
Like?
Gremlins 2. Those
are Do you think anything covered in hair is a Marvel creature?
Well.
Have you ever had a dog?
Yeah, I've had a couple of Marvel's creatures.
Really?
Yeah.
What were their names?
Bessie.
Yeah.
Layla.
Bessie and Layla.
Yeah.
And are they in the new movie?
No, but there's scenes, I think, like, I can only assume that they got caught, because I haven't caught, cut, sorry, not, I mean, they could have got caught by a dog catcher.
Yeah.
But
is that common on Marvel movies?
Yeah. There's
a dog catcher running around?
There's a scary dog catcher. He smokes a cigar, has, like, kind of like a gruff accent. But I assume they got cut out of the film, because I haven't seen them on any of the posters.
Okay. And I don't know what to ask you that isn't listing something, because there's so many things to do with Marvel. Have you seen Iron Man?
Iron Man. I think so, yeah.
How does it? What happens in it?
A guy, he gets a couple robots, and he teaches them to love.
He teaches them to love?
Yeah, he teaches robots how to love.
What do you mean he teaches them?
He teaches them how to love. Like, it's easy. It's like, I don't know. I don't want to spoil the movie for
everyone. I've seen it, and it doesn't go that way. He kills a lot of people.
Really?
In a nondescript desert area. No.
Is he like the Zodiac killer?
Nobody dies in Zodiac.
What?
You heard me.
He did.
It's about hunting the killer, the guy who killed the period, not the guy who currently is killing. It would be called Zodiac Killing.
But no one dies in the movie Zodiac?
No, it's all after the fact.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Then why are you asking me?
I don't know. Maybe. Is that a Marvel's Creatures series? Or?
No, it isn't.
Okay. Jack, why don't we check our messages? I think Prander had one.
Yeah?
It's in the document there. I set it up for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember this guy, Prander.
Yeah, Prander, the CEO of CITR.
Yeah, the CEO of ATR.
Yeah,
he likes to call himself.
Yeah, he likes to call himself that.
Yeah. All right, should I read it?
Yeah, can you read it out, please, Jack?
Should I do an accent? Should I do my impression of what he sounds like?
Yeah, maybe do a Prander impression. I think he'd kind of get a laugh out of that.
I think he would.
Prander.
Well, let's pander to Prander.
Prander.
Hey, Jack and Tristan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Did he just walk in?
It's Jack and McGunter again. You know, the CEO of CITR. I hope all is well. I was thinking of changing my title to CIO, CEO, ITR. But that's a different story. I've listened to a few of your guys' episodes lately. They're all very funny and informative, and I couldn't shake the feeling that you needed a dog segment. I've enclosed a small little theme for a dog-themed segment called Bark Like a Dog, You Animals. Here, let me just play this out loud.
Well, wait, maybe we get to the end of the email, then we can...
Okay.
I'm really not sure what the segment will be. Maybe a game? I don't know. You guys are the tortured artists. I mean, you're definitely tortured when I'm around. At least I hope not. But feel free to mess with the segment and let me know how it goes. Also, please stop doxing my wife. She's starting to get scared.
Stop doxing his wife?
Prander. Yeah, I've been doxing his wife.
Oh.
I mean, it's like, you can't do it that often because she only moves so often.
Right.
But, I mean, you just Google McGunter.
Yeah, Ms. McGunter. Mrs., I suppose.
That's her first name, too. Mrs.
Weird.
Yeah. Should I play the theme for like the Bark theme Like a Dog, You Animal?
Bark Like a Dog, You Animal, which is suggested by Prander, the CEO of CITR.
It's just loading.
Oh, it's okay. He sent us what kind of file? Is it a zip file? Do you have to unzip it?
It's a WMV.
Oh, okay. Okay.
This is 10 hours long.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we should. Okay. This is Bark Like a Dog, You Animal.
Hey. I think this. Let's play with this. Let's do a couple ideas. What
okay.
It be?
Yeah. Jack, why don't you do your best impression of a barking dog? Okay. I think the listener has
right.
an idea.
What's yours?
Zow, zow, zow. Zow, 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 zow. Zow. Zow, 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 zow.
Okay, that's really good. Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, I think that's okay. That was that iteration of Bark Like a Dog, You Animal.
All right, should we do another one?
Yeah, I think we should try a few.
Yeah. What's another iteration we can do?
Stickler. Name. How many dogs can you name?
Like dog types?
Yeah, I'm gonna set a timer for 10 seconds, and I'm gonna see how many dogs you can name.
All right, when can I go? Wait, should we play the theme song again?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Tell me when.
All right. Sorry, it just took me a second. So, Jack, are you ready to name as many dogs as you, types of dogs in 10 seconds as you can?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go.
Schnauzer, miniature schnauzer, shih tzu, poodle, dog of kickapoo, the Maltese falcon, golden retriever.
Yep. And that was 10 seconds.
That was 10 seconds. That's do you want me to do yours?
Yeah, let's do that one.
All right.
This one's for you, Prander.
3, 2, 1, let's get this started again. And 3, 2, 1, let's get you started. Go.
Border Collie, German Shepherd. German Shepherd Zawison. Shepherd.
No, you're thinking of that classic character from my favorite movie, Shepherd Schnauzen. You're way off, buddy.
The main character of the Maltese Falcon.
Yeah, okay. That's why I brought it up, because I kept thinking of Shepherd. I didn't want to say it, because I didn't know. I just knew what movie he was in. My nose is running.
Oh. we do wild things here in the studio.
I better go catch it. What's another thing we could do for Bark Like a Dog?
Listeners, if you want to call in and talk about, think of any ideas for Bark Like a Dog, You Animal, give us a call at CITR. The number is, Jack?
Come on, you remember it.
604-822. 2487?
Hey, you got it. You're correct.
So that's 604-822-2487 or 604-UBC-CITR. If you have any ideas for Bark Like a Dog, You Animal, Prander, the CIO of CITR, the CIO ITR, would really probably appreciate it. I think he loves
I don't know. I can't get in the man's head, but I
could. No, he's an enigma. He's kind of like a Lorne Michaels type.
Yeah.
You know, he holds your future in his hand, but he's like, yeah. But he's still at, like, you got to talk to him, right?
Yeah.
It's like a normal lock. Pretend that's not the case with that guy.
Speaking of anecdotes, I'd like to bring up one just from my life. I was talking to him.
To Prander?
Yeah, a while back.
Hey, Prander, if you're listening, turn off the radio.
We were talking about comedy, because, you know, he's a big comedy guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, man, I might want to grow a beard. And he goes, in radio, we put on beards. And I was like, what does that matter, man? We're on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if you have a beard and you come into my radio station, I will shave it off and I will glue it back on.
Oh, gross. Okay.
Yeah, so that's what he meant.
He's a stern guy. He's
a stern guy, man.
He's big into Howard Stern, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got some questionable opinions.
Yeah. He's... You know, he doesn't have that kind of distancing that you kind of hope for in a Howard Stern.
I want distancing in most of my life.
Yeah. I guess
distance.
Bark Like a Dog, You Animal, from Prander McGunter, the inimitable. If you guys have any more ideas for it, of course, give us a call. 604-822-2487. You don't even have to look. Okay.
I didn't even have a look.
So, films, hunky guys, Marvel's Creatures series, Infinity Wars. Jack, the listeners are dying to know your opinion because you, by virtue of having a microphone in your face, deserve to know your opinion.
Yeah, I am a white man in a room with a microphone.
Yeah.
So, I would say any one of these days now, Casper should sponsor the show. At the very least, Squarespace.
Yeah.
Maybe Blue Apron. If we're lucky, it'll be Blue Apron.
Yeah, like, you know what? I'll take Elisa. I'm not...
Simpson or otherwise?
L-E-S-A. L-E-S-A, the mattress company.
Oh.
I'll take I'm not proud. I'll take it.
You'll take one for free?
I'll take it.
You will suck it up and take a free mattress. That is the level of dedication you have for this.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's not a Casper or anything like that, but...
I'll take a Casper. I'll take many kinds of things.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I would like them all. If I could have them all, I would. I'd like them.
Mm-hmm.
What are things you'd like to have? Other than tickets to the new Marvel movie.
They're sold out.
Are they? Blast.
Blasted. Blast it.
Dead gum.
Well, I'd like to have a big ball of rubber bands, which I can then bounce down a set of stairs and say, look out below. That's number one on the list right now. What about you, Jack?
I want 6 lobsters.
Hmm.
But I don't want to pay for them.
And do you want to eat them? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I want them at a restaurant.
Oh, wow.
But I really don't want to pay for them.
Oh, so you got to try to get some clout.
Yeah, what I'm looking for is a sugar daddy. So if you're a sugar daddy, call in 604-822-2487.
Yeah, if you're looking to pour some sugar on Jack, as they say.
Yeah.
Don't hesitate to call, because Jack wants 6 lobsters at a fancy restaurant, but he does not want to pay for them.
Yeah.
He does not want to pay.
That's how it is.
That's how it goes. Why don't we go to a break?
Let's go to a break.
Why don't you play?
Why don't you suggest a song, huh?
Oh, I was thinking we could listen to Lord Huron.
Sure.
Ancient Names, Part 1.
Let's listen to some Lord Huron. Huron CITR. What album is this on? Hey, found it. Part 1? Part 1?
Yeah, Part 1.
Okay, bye.
We'll be right back.
Hi.
Hi.
You're, of course, listening to Radio Pizza Party, CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from live from the University of Toronto.
No, you're not.
Uh-oh.
You're listening from here.
UBC, unceded Musqueam territories. This is, I think I said Radio Pizza Party, but Radio Pizza Party, the whole deal is that we're sitting around, we were talking, we're discussing things.
Things that matter to us.
Things that matter to us and should matter to you.
Why should they matter to them?
Well, because we are in your little talk boxes and you are tuned in to our radio station.
This is a squawk box, if you ask me, because we're squawking around and
squawk, 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 squawk. Is that a radio in here?
Hello. We're talking a lot. You should listen to us.
Yeah.
That's what I always say.
So we've been discussing film, kind of, roughly.
I'd say we've mostly been talking about
how excited I am for Marvel's Creatures series, Infinity Wars.
I'm excited to tell you once and for all that it's not real.
And it's going to be videotape thing. It's going to be great.
So you said that. I just want to nail out.
Nail it out.
What you think you're right about, which is so little.
I'm right. I think I'm right about. Oh, I know I'm right about everything.
So for you.
Hey, I don't know about for you, but for me.
That's what I said.
Okay.
So for you, what you think is right is that anything can be a thing, quote unquote, if it has been magically enchanted. Was that what it was?
Yeah. So you could have someone get into a science experiment or get magicked by ghost or aliens.
You could get magicked by ghost? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Is that what you said to me?
Yeah, you get magicked by ghost. So you can get, like I said, you can get, like, I'm just like looking around this room. You can get a CD man. You can get a vinyl man. Vinyl man's probably one of the cooler thing, I should say.
Vinyl thing, CD thing.
Because they're not even a man or anything. They're like swamp thing. It's, yeah.
Well put.
There's things. They're not. They're, you get ceramic thing, I think I mentioned.
You did.
So there's definitely a lot. There's a surprisingly large amount of ceramic things.
Yeah?
Yeah, because in ceramic factories, there's a lot of bad science. And
I didn't
ghosts.
Know there was that much science that went into ceramics, to be honest. I thought it was pretty cut and dry, as in you cut up the clay and you dry it in an oven.
Well, that's what you'd think.
You're correct. That is okay, what I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, I did good. Then I'm like totally whatever. there's a lot of those sort of things going on.
What is that even? What?
I don't have a response to what you just said.
Okay.
But I do have my own voice, and I am not gonna, and I will not tone it down.
Okay.
Yeah. Based on what you're saying.
So you have your vote. Like, no matter what, if I say you're wrong, you're right still. Stop playing footsie with me.
I'm just trying to, you know, see what I can
flirt.
Get. Yeah.
Yes, please.
Well, it's... Sorry, you're going to have to repeat the question.
So no matter... We're just talking in circles.
Well, what's the best way to talk?
In
what are you
a
talking?
Line, get to the end of something. That's what I always like to do.
Is that why you eat so much? Well, what are you excited for films coming out, Jack? Because, like, you obviously hate the Marvel's Creature series.
I love the Marvel series, The Avengers. Because that's
a movie from the 90s with Sean Connery.
No, you're thinking of You Only Live Twice.
No, I'm thinking of The Avengers. Sean Connery's in it.
I don't trust you at all. Let me just Google this.
Jax is Googling it. Ooh, that's like ASMR. Call in 604-822-2487. Jack is Googling. He's looking up the 1990-something film, The Avengers, with Sean Connery, which listeners know that is a thing.
The Avengers, 1998 film, 5% on Rotten Tomatoes, 12% on Metacritic. It's an action spy adaptation. It has Ralph Fiennes, Uma Thurman, and Sean Connery. And they save the world in style. It is considered one of the worst films ever made.
That's the one you like this one? You like this series?
No. I like the real one, the new one that's actually good.
They made a remake of this movie? That's very hard for me to understand. So why do you like it so much?
I don't like this movie. I don't like the Avengers from 1998. I like the Avengers from, 2013? Mm-hmm. Don't chase me around with your mic in your mouth. That's weird, man. Who else is in this? Eddie Izzard? Isn't it as a henchman?
Evidently.
This is crazy. I'd say we just talk about films for the rest. I don't think enough people talk about films on the radio or podcasts.
Yeah, we should.
Do you like talking about movies?
I like talking about a good film or two, you know?
Yeah, I have an idea for a new show.
Okay.
Or a new, segment.
Yeah, that's...
It's called Serious Music Lessons. Should I play the theme song?
Yes, please.
Here, let me just play this.
Make sure there's not an ad. Wow, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
So what's this serious music?
We should talk about music.
Talk about serious music that we're into? Or?
Let's talk about music seriously.
Oh, okay.
What albums have you been listening to this week?
Oh, huge. Into the McGillicuddies.
McGillicuddies?
Yeah, McGillicuddies.
Is this a real thing?
Yeah, they're a great band. They have a huge, huge audience based on their old band, which kind of splintered into the McGillicuddies.
Yeah.
And they just sit, they hang out. There's four jug players.
Yeah.
You know, who in the jug, there's a few of those. So they get kind of a syncopated rhythm.
Yeah.
And then the guy, ham bones, and it's very progressive music.
Okay.
And I don't mean prog rock, it's progressive. That talks a lot about, it talks very earnestly about privilege and things
like
that.
Can I play some of their McGillicuddies?
Yeah.
Okay, this is called Calgary 1135.
Yeah, these guys. That guy's making that noise on the jug.
No way.
Yeah.
He must be able to blow
very hard.
Is that jug too?
Yeah. This is all jug.
I'm pretty sure I've seen these guys at the Blarney Stone.
Yeah, so they do jug music, and if you listen later, which we don't have,
We don't have the rights. I don't have the rights to anything. There's one comment on that video. The McGillicuddies aren't very well known, as you know. Mm-hmm. It's a good one indeed. Winky face.
For this song.
By Vintage Daddy-O.
Ah.
Only person that's ever commented on them.
Yeah, so I think, if you keep listening, they start getting to the progressive lyrics. They start talking, hey, everybody, you got to think about institutions like the police, and maybe they aren't always helpful to minority groups. Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah.
They do that sort of
And then the end
themes.
Of the song is, it's all right to be gay, everybody.
Yeah.
Man, they're cool. They're progressive.
They're woke, as they say.
We appreciate your different lifestyle.
Yeah.
They're cool.
Yeah, they don't do prog rock.
No.
Nuh-uh.
If you think you're going to be coming in hello, can I listen to some King Crimson?
Oh.
No, you can't.
Can
sir.
I hear about fire witches and I have strange key changes and flutes? You're going to have to talk to...
Flutes?
Some
hit Route 66, buddy.
Yeah, you're going to have to talk to a little guy
leave
called
us alone.
Robert Fripp. Jack, what have you been listening to?
What have I been listening to?
Yeah.
What I do is I've been listening to a lot of weird tweets that people put out.
Oh, no. Okay. It's literally people's tweets.
Like just tweets of little boys singing in Walmart, mm-hmm. mainly.
So Walnut Boy. What's his name?
The Walmart boy, the little kid from Walmart.
I only know... I thought he was called the Walnut Boy.
No. Oh, you, because he was in the walnut aisle.
Yeah.
No. Different one, man.
Oh, boy. I got egg on my face.
Yeah, man. You got egged. They're going to call you Mr. Eggo.
Hey.
And not just because you're an Uggo. So I've been listening to that a lot. A lot of the femurs.
The femurs? What do they do?
I'd rather not say. A lot of the Bloody Irish Boys, a lot of Celtic punk, a lot like I should have listened to the McGillicuddies.
Yeah,
if I'm being honest, but
yeah, because they do Irish music, but they're all Albanian.
That's creative.
Yeah,
wow.
So they've really like ingrained themselves in that kind of musical culture, and they've actually been welcomed into the community.
As in before they were not allowed into the community?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. It's good to hear.
Mm-hmm. The Irish diaspora, as they say.
Yeah. Why do they have a diaspora? I don't know what diaspora means.
You explain to me what diaspora means.
You want me to explain
to you? You're the person who I first heard that term from.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I really shouldn't be talking so much because I feel like I talk so much that I just run out of things to talk about, and then I just sort of just spray out words like, oh man, I'm feeling really diaspora today. I need a diasporin.
Well, we're reaching the end of a show, why don't we do one last
song or game?
Segment?
I think I had
prepared
one. There's a link to a YouTube video.
Well, let's see what it is.
Let's see.
Don't play the audio because I don't know what it is.
Oh, it's Karaoke Wild Thing, the Trogs.
Yeah, no, don't put that. But it's a news.
Oh, yes.
Then we're going to just quickly discuss world news, give our slightly askew opinions.
Shall we start it up?
Yeah.
Let's start the clock.
Start the clock. What is happening?
It's a theme song, man.
Oh. The news happens every day. Is that like the roller coaster tycoon?
That was ZNBC News. It had a video of a man playing a drum. ZNBC News.
Okay. It's probably like Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe National Broadcasting Company.
Okay, well, you're the one who put this on.
Or no, Zambia.
All right. Cool.
So here's some headlines. I'll read them out. You react to them.
Okay.
UBC has now decided to stop paying faculty.
To stop paying faculty?
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you think? Is this a good decision?
I would think that's good.
Let's do like a Fox and Friends.
Yeah,
thing.
I think that's good.
Really?
Yeah, I think if you really like your job, you shouldn't get paid for it. Because then it's not work anymore.
I agree. It's just your passion.
Yeah.
When they say follow your dreams, they say follow whatever won't pay you.
Exactly. Yeah. So as soon as you start getting paid for something, whether like it's something that you love to do and you get paid for it, you shouldn't get paid for it anymore. Like it should be.
I couldn't agree with you more.
If you truly love it, you should just not do it. Am I right?
Yeah. That's very true. That's apt. It's an apt analogy.
Yeah. Like we get paid for the show because we hate it.
Yeah.
And it's work. It's only work to us.
Yeah.
For this radio show.
This is pain.
Yeah, this is
I don't
horrible.
Like being here.
Oh, I have to leave home and wife and kids and I come home, I need a couple beers to unwind and they just get
a couple.
Yammering. Oh.
Give me 90 or 100.
Ooh, that's the difference of 10.
Yeah. Should we go to the next one?
Yeah. Whoa, what? Oh, this is the next headline.
Yeah.
I like that. That was good.
Local indie musician Blakely Livids has disbanded and rebranded as an acid jazz combo with too much acid and not enough jazz.
Hmm.
Were you into the Blakely Livids?
I loved Blakely Livids. This is, I'm glad they're going in this route. I know the lead singer, Henrik would go up there. And he'd be like, we need more acid jazz in this show. And everyone would be like, no. Collectively, it'd be like, no. His brother Daniel on the drums would say like, Denrick, stop.
Yeah.
And
now that I guess now they've finally gone that route. What do you think, Jack? Like,
I found a track from the Blake Lee Livets album. Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it. Oh, weird.
I know.
Wow.
And they just cut it off.
Took a big change.
They did.
I can definitely hear the acid influence. The jazz, yeah, not enough.
And they're playing I don't remember anymore.
Made coffee houses or like venues or what do you
call stadiums?
Stadiums. Wow. Which ones?
A lot of abandoned ones.
Abandoned stadiums. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Abandoned stadiums and cracked craniums.
Oh, they crack it. They
at the end of their shows now. They fight each other and crack each other's big dumb craniums.
Yeah, definitely too
open.
Much acid. Not enough.
I don't
jazz.
Like it, man. I'm not a big fan of how they're doing these days.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
I believe we have
one or two more headlines. Let me just please. Let me just get these headlines going.
Okay. All right. Headline. Next headline is coming up. On today's brand new. Shut I'm up. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Kanye and New Balance collab now in the works. Kanye, I know you weren't a fan of his until very recently. Can you tell me why?
I just kind of had an epiphany and I was like, hey, this guy isn't on social media. I really respect that. Has something changed in the last week or so? Or?
No. Do you have him on Twitter?
I don't. Did he get a Twitter?
No.
He didn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he definitely didn't.
He didn't get it. Okay, that's so. What's the?
Nothing.
No.
No. No news. No news at all. News. I wouldn't. You know, I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay, New Balance. Okay, are they trying to get rid of that PR issue they had about a year or so ago?
Yeah.
Was that New Balance that had that?
Yeah. It was. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Which was what was it, Tristan?
I believe they were seen
testing
as like
their
a
shoes on animals.
Is that true?
Yeah. The biggest animal of all, humans. Why isn't that considered animal testing?
Well, I think because humans can say yes or no to it.
I mean, I don't think any animals have ever tried hard enough to actually speak.
That's true.
Yeah.
This is very true.
I don't really have that many opinions on New Balances.
No.
Their shoes.
But they're doing the collab thing with Kanye. That's cool. I'm excited. Cool. As long as nothing's come up in the last few days.
No, he's still a politically inert.
Politically
really
inert.
Really flies under the radar, not really active on social media.
Okay. I mean, he probably has some similar leanings to Kardashian, who was a big Hillary person, right?
Oops. Yeah, very similar.
Okay.
All right, should we play the next headline?
Yeah. Whoa. I like this.
The blood drive has been driven out of town after stealing blood from sleeping students studying in the library.
Oh, I actually, this makes sense. I heard that about this blood drive here at UBC, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they were going, people were sleeping. They would just go pop an IV in there, and then they'd hook it. So they had the IV bag. They'd hook a dry wet vac on there, so that way it rockets that blood out of the person. And then they're out of there as soon as they can.
Mm-hmm.
And get a lot of people sleeping for hours.
Yeah,
and waking up extremely hungry. But they were driven out of town, yeah? What any more details on that, Jack, or?
No, they just left. They weren't caught or anything.
Oh, they just were successful in their crimes.
Yeah.
Oh no, okay. All right, I'm getting.
That's what I mean by driven out of town. That's what I always mean.
They drove out of town. Scott.
They drove out of town, yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, not much news there.
No, I mean, I guess congratulations. That's probably a hard thing to get away with.
Yeah. They managed it though. Pretty proud of them.
Yeah, I'm very into that. I'm big into that.
You're big into it.
Yeah.
All right, and that's been real news. Let me just play our outro music for that.
Okay. Oh, man, I love this.
Did you watch BBC as a kid?
No, I didn't.
Like BBC News? Man, you're missing out because this is just the BBC News intro music.
All right,
let's hope we don't get sued on that one.
I didn't grow up watching the BBC because I didn't have a British household like you did.
Hey. It's best news in the world.
Well, I guess that's about near the end of our show.
Let's wrap this bad boy up like a burrito.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Except those are usually good boys.
Not if you're eating the ones I make.
What are you putting in those? It's a little awkward.
Awkward. So, shall we name this show?
Let's name the show. So, if I know you're thinking this show already has a name, we like to name each episode a little something, a little quirky sometimes.
Something a bit weird, just something nuts.
A bit weird. So, we like to do a word for word sort of thing based on maybe the themes of discussion. So, Jack, why don't you say the first word?
Avengers.
Connery.
Avengers Connery, that's my favorite granddad.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. Pretty cool. So that was we're near the end of Radio Pete's party.
We're getting to the end.
But ladies and gentlemen, everybody listening,
yeah.
Go onto our iTunes. We have an iTunes, it's CITR- Radio Pizza Party.
That's us.
Subscribe to the podcast.
Yeah.
Give us a rating. If you liked our discussion, if you thought it was insightful, maybe you giggled a bit, but we're honestly just here to have fun and maybe BS a bit.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Did you just say that, man?
We're kind of BSing a little bit.
Dude, big stuff. That's what I like to say.
Yeah, this is
high
where
five, man. Let's do that into the mic. Nice. High fives.
Cool.
Let's end this show then.
Let's end the show. I'm run over my cord. But yeah, check us out on iTunes. Keep things tasty tossy. And don't worry about the weather because it will eventually end.
Jeez, man. It's rude.
Why don't you
play something?
Put something on the other one there, not using that. And then we can figure it out from there.
Will do. One second.
But yeah, check it out.
We're going to be around. We're going to be listening to music. And
Neps next. Ups next. Up next is, of course, David Love Jones of African Rhythms. He'll be playing some great music, eclectic playlists. If you ever listen in, definitely give it a listen. If you're still hanging out, want to listen to some good music, definitely do that.
Rad. All right. Bye.
Bye. Feeling like a frost and staring at the stars. It doesn't matter the cost, cause everybody wants to be famous. I'm calling the shots, so see you over a bar. It doesn't matter the cost, seems like everybody wants to be famous. I think it could be. Be famous, I'm calling the shots. So, see you over at Mars. It doesn't matter the cost. Seems like everybody wants to. I think that you and I could set the world alight. Could we all start tonight? Just need to. Figure out. You're the one in the
Everybody wants you to know the name. Everybody wants to know nobody's ashamed. Everybody wants to be seen. Everybody wants to know nobody's ashamed. Everybody wants you to know the name. Everybody wants to know nobody's ashamed. Everybody wants to be seen. Everybody wants to know nobody's ashamed. Everybody wants you to know the name. Everybody wants to know nobody's ashamed. Everybody wants to be seen.
Isto é uma demonstração de efeito estereofônico e um teste para ajuste de seu equipamento de som.
Siga rigorosamente as instruções do folheto que acompanha esta gravação.
Se as caixas de seu equipamento estiverem em posição correta e os controles bem ajustados, você ouvirá cada som vindo de um lugar da sua sala.
Por exemplo, você deve estar me ouvindo agora à sua esquerda.
Para você entender melhor,
tente afastar um pouco as caixas acústicas e ficar a igual distância das duas.
Se você ajustou bem seu equipamento, vai reconhecer esse som.
Muito bem! É uma corrida de carros!
Cuidado, hein? Não deixe o volume muito alto, pois confundirá os sons das duas caixas.
Fala, Tony Golding, para o crescimento. Charles Peterson, Brasil Classic Mix. お楽しみあれ!